Could New York City become the next Silicon Valley?
Of course
it could. To the mayor about a new investment in technology, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and the president of Cornell University. More Morning Joe in just a moment. Exciting. 43 past the hour.
The president of Cornell with us.
Joining us now.
I never thought I'd see the day.
We also have the mayor of New York City, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and president of Cornell University, President David Skort. New York is entering a new partnership with Cornell and the Technion Israel Institute of Technology to build an applied sciences campus on New York City's Roosevelt Island. That's huge news.
That's
and there
exciting.
Were a lot of other places and schools in competition, but I'd like to know, first of all, how this happened, because I would take it the competition, Mr. Mayor, was
tough. Deputy Mayor Bob Steele and Seth Pinsky, the head of our Economic Development Corporation, had this idea. They should get all the credit for this. They put out a request for proposals. We had something like 27 schools that applied, and then it was whittled down. Finally, 7 finalists. A couple were eliminated early because they just didn't have the resources, and it got down to 4, I think it was. And Cornell came in with the best proposal by far. The city's going to put in free land. We have a piece of land that's great and environmentally fine, and $100 million in infrastructure, and then Cornell's going to build something that's going to change New York City.
What's your vision? How do you want?
We all talk about education being the key to having a good life and being able to be self-sufficient. Education, particularly in the sciences. We need more math and science teachers in high schools. Cornell is going to teach some of them as part of this. We need more entrepreneurs to start businesses between Technion. Israel has more companies listed on NASDAQ than all of Europe put together. It is really one of the high-tech centers, and Cornell has an engineering school that is right up there with the top ones. Together, they are really going to create an awful lot of graduate students who go out, start businesses where they went to school. And you saw that out in California. A lot of the companies that are located in Palo Alto, it's a great place to live, but the real reason they're there is that's when these people went to school. And in the end,
it becomes a magnet, and it feeds on itself.
Joe, if you want to be successful in business, you have to have the right people, and we have to have enough engineers so these companies, Google's opened a block square building here, Facebook started to put engineers here, Microsoft has a few thousand people. Bloomberg, Thomson Reuters, all these companies are adding engineers here. There just aren't enough of them. This is going to help solve that problem.
Isn't that fascinating, President Skorton, that there aren't in America today enough high-tech engineers and to fill a lot of jobs that Google and Intel and Apple need filled?
It's true, and you know, the mayor's being modest. I mean, although Mr. Pinsky and Mr. Steele supposedly had this idea, here's a tech entrepreneur of his generation.
Right.
And so the idea is that you get a good idea. And the New York twist on this, the New York spin.
You know, the frustrating thing for him, though, is he had this great idea. He was never able to monetize it. It's almost like other people took advantage of it.
Yeah.
But he could never really turn that great idea into money.
You know, I have my handler in my ear, and he's telling me, don't touch this.
Yeah,
you cannot win on this. Just stay away from this. You
know?
Stay on your message and don't get into this thing with it.
But anyway, you're exactly right. Yeah, he was ahead of his time.
But here's what he points out. What he points out is that all these pieces of the New York City economy are already moving in that direction. He just named a bunch of them. But the talent pool needs to be expanded. And so I have no illusions that this one campus is going to turn the whole business upside down, but it's going to be a piece of the puzzle. And we are going to reach out to K-12. We're going to try hard to touch 10,000 students a year. We're going to teach 200 teachers, and we're going to try to do our best to touch the K-12
system.
This
is great for Cornell, too.
It is. It's wonderful for Cornell.
I lived in the Elmira Corning area for
I know I like it.
Beautiful area.
For 5 years, but there's always seems to be a disconnect between that part of upstate New York and the city. This is a great partnership that's good for New York, but it's good for Cornell.
It is. And, you know, I think the most exciting thing to me right now in this election season is that we don't have to roll over and die for lack of a way to create jobs. This is an example, if you'll permit me, of a public-private governmental partnership. It's government, it's private industry, and higher education. And this city has a lot of great higher education institutions. We're going to be inclusive, not exclusive. We want to work with CUNY, we want to work with SUNY. We want all the ships to rise. But the main idea I'm getting across is that it's the government, it's the private sector, and it's higher education. And I think this could be a model that could be replicated across the country.
We also have, there's a couple of others still in the running. We haven't eliminated them, and we'd said we'd try to finish up the selection process by early in January. Cornell was so far ahead, and when Stanford decided that just didn't fit at the moment, and hopefully someday Stanford comes back. We'd love to have them back in the city. It's a phenomenal university, and I think it'd be great for them and great for the city. But there are still some others in competition, and we'll try to see if we can't do some more between now and then. You can't have enough incubators or people coming out of schools with great skills who want to live in the city, and this is the future. Immigration, education. We've got to open our borders. We've got to improve public education across this country. Two things that the political process does not seem to be able to do.
Well, let me ask you about that, because here, look at what you're doing. Look at this. This is what's not.
But things are being done, if you look across the country, at the city level, not at the state level, not at the federal level. No. The environmental agenda in this country is all driven at the city level. The people who are rational about immigration say we need the people to work here, we need this. It's the city level. Balanced budgets, cities have to balance their budget. States print money, federal government prints money, states just spend on the deficit.
So are you able to get what you're doing done because you're not directly affiliated with
Washington? We have the toughest gun laws in the country, in New York State, thanks the state legislature did a good job on that. But yesterday, the high point of my day was being with David Skorton and announcing the Technion Cornell thing. In the morning, I was at a funeral for a police officer who was killed with an illegal handgun from somebody who never should have been out in the streets. It's still in this country. We have more guns than people. This is insanity. Innocent people and our brave cops are getting killed, and nobody's got the courage to stand up and do something. But we have an organization of 650 mayors, the Mayor's Coalition Against Illegal Guns, and it's trying to do some things. It's working and lobbying in Washington and state capitals, trying to get some publicity. And one of these days, the public's going to stand up and say, we're not going to take it anymore. This is just insanity. The Second Amendment's fine. You can have guns, but the federal laws say you can't sell guns to criminals and to minors and to people with psychiatric problems, and we don't enforce those laws.
One of the reasons this guy Mayor Bloomberg is talked about nationally as an alternative for what we have in this political system that is so dysfunctional is precisely because of this: taking government money, investing in things that will grow the city and grow our economy. America is the greatest experiment in the world, and I believe New York City is the greatest experiment within that experiment. And we're going to miss you when you have to leave, largely because you think along this plane and you're able to create these kind of partnerships. Cornell University is a terrific partner for the city for all the reasons you mentioned. They have the best hospital in the city is affiliated with Cornell, and now the next wave of job creation could very well be led by what this president and what this mayor are about to do here.
Well, we found out about the mayor's salary, and we're going to offer him a job at the campus afterwards.
I feel sorry.
Get our money's worth for sure.
Let me ask you, you've got to go. I want to ask you a couple really quick questions. Why in the world can't Washington, you talk about immigration, why can't they get their arms around the crisis on the H-1B visas, where you have Tom Friedman saying, and I agree with him, every PhD, you should turn it around and staple a green card to it and let the best and the brightest stay here and create jobs in America.
Joe, it's interesting. Even in Iowa, where the first caucus is going to be, where people say, oh, they're very conservative, polls show 80-odd percent of the people think we should have a rational immigration policy. We're not going to deport 10 million people, get them to work, find a ways to include them, make sure if they have problems, fix those problems, learn English, whatever. And potential candidates and elected officials are so cowed by a small group of the vocal minority. If you want to fix this country, it's easy to do. but not, I don't think anybody seems to be willing to do it. Get rid of all of the Bush-era tax cuts. Let everybody pay a little more because this country's in trouble and we need to make sacrifices. And everybody, don't pick on one group. Mm. Everybody has to help, particularly the middle class, because that's where all the money is. And then adopt the Simpson Bowl cuts, and you would generate $8 trillion deficit reduction in 10 years. You would see an outpouring in this country of confidence. Banks would start to lend. Companies would go, they just go crazy and hiring
money,
people.
Money would flood into
absolutely
the country.
Absolutely. It's the first country that has the courage to do it.
One final thing. Yeah. One final, final thing. So does this mean that you're going to be the one that will lead us into this promised land? America's elect has a line waiting for you. What say
I have
you,
a commitment for 4 years, which I'm going to honor. And
I just don't believe you.
I have a great job.
I just don't believe there.
I have a great job.
You do have a great job.
But let me just say this before you go. I love America. Every part of this country that I've been in, I've loved. I'd rather live in New York, but that's what makes a market. Everybody's got a different part. But around this world, when people pick up their families, get rid of everything they know, leave it behind, and move with it, walk, drive, fly, swim, whatever it is, to a place for a better life where they can practice their religion and say what they want to say and be in control of their own destiny. Yeah. They come to the United States. They don't go to China, which we complain about. We shouldn't. We just worry about ourselves. They don't go to any other place. They come
here
to America. It's the great strength. And if you want to fix the problem with these big decaying cities, bring in immigrants. And I think you could fix that problem overnight at relatively zero cost. If you want to have a better life, we've got to keep adding to what made America great. And the public around the world wants to do it. We're sitting here and keeping them from doing it. It is what I call national suicide. You can fix this.
Wow.
Mr. Mayor, thank you.
On that note, Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Mr. President, thank you.
David Skorton, President of Cornell University.
Well.
Congratulations to you both. Coming up on Morning Joe, presidential candidate Mitt Romney stops by the set, plus the one and only